Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The reality with Williams is that he's an unbelievable run defender and has not translated a lot of that to the pass rush. And so if we lived in an NFL where stopping the run was the most important thing, he'd be like a top 10 pick, right? I mean, he's unbelievable against the run. Zone two, zone away, double teams, everything. His block recognition, deconstruction, it's unbelievable. It's just that's not the most valuable thing. Now, if you're telling me, all right, I've got Ed Oliver playing three tech, I need a guy to play over the center and help protect Ed, who's a little bit undersized, take two blockers, let my fast linebackers run and chase, I tell you, it's Tyreek Williams. Right now, when I do mock drafts, if he's there for the Bills, I take him and I don't blink.
Ed is ESPN's Benjamin Solak on One Bills Live yesterday, talking about Ohio State defensive tackle Tyreek Williams, big guy. I don't have his height, but I know he's 326 pounds.
Big boy.
And as you heard there, big-time run defender, a little bit of a space eater. That's the kind of person and it's why I brought up Kenneth Grant a lot, you know,
right,
the other guy in that rivalry, as sort of I want pass rushing ability. That's why Tyreek Williams I'd have more in like the second round idea if they go for this. I don't think he'll be a problem to get in the first round if they really wanted him. I think he could be available there in the early, mid part of the second round. But I think Grant has more of an ability to develop a pass rushing game. I don't know about that with Tyreek Williams. Both, though, appear to be great run defenders and would open up at Oliver. And I think that's a big part of this. Because I've heard a lot of people bring this up, too, on Twitter. I've seen before Daquan Jones' peck injury, you know, the same game that Matt Milano got hurt.
The disaster in London.
Again. Daquan Jones was the perfect complementary piece to Ed Oliver, plus himself being a great player. He was a space eater that was dominant, really opening up avenues for Ed Oliver, and that defense was eating. They were having a wonderful time causing hell for opposing offenses, and they've really been struggling since. Daquan Jones really has not been the same player since that peck injury. You can argue Matt Milano has not been the same since his injury either. That's the kind of player I'm looking for. And me and you, Derek, we've talked about a lot, the beef wagon.
Right.
Add on the interior in that
Add
first
on the
line.
Interior, give or me
in,
some
in that
size.
First round.
And for me, the beef wagon also extends. Like, there's multiple cars. One's for another pass rusher, so that I could, you know, shut up about the depth with the pass rush.
Right.
So there's a couple cars involved. Where you get them, I'm not worried about, especially with how deep this class is. If you at least get me two cars, a space-eating defensive tackle, and an extra pass rusher to boot, I will be happy. The beef wagon will be occupied. Mm-hmm. With the right occupants, and we get to roll along here, just chugging away and then enjoying the rest of the draft.
I do think a lot of Bills fans, though, and I can understand it, and to be fair, it's a big thing for me, too. When you do hear he's a great run defender and he's a big guy,
it's an extra check mark.
It's an extra check mark, especially after last year. You could argue that was a huge, huge issue for the Bills last year and a big part in why the Baltimore game became as close as it did, because they had to sell out to stop Henry. They had to do that a few times throughout the year.
And yeah, that was the other part, like a few times in the year. You look at the Detroit game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They sell out to stop Gibbs because Montgomery gets injured. But they sell out to stop Gibbs. And it cost them. They started getting chewed up. Kyren Williams even. They were trying to make sure to stop him. And then Puka Nacua just decided, no, I'm going to tell these corners they're bad for some reason. And Bills fans, go ahead. Take it personally.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do it a couple of times, and it often led to the games where they would really get scored on.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that might be another thing where Tyrique Williams specifically, he's not my favorite pick at 30. If they did it, I would have zero complaints.
Exactly.
Realistically, I have better options that I'd like.
You might have to reach on it, but based on that, the Bills would say, we didn't get any good trade back offers that we liked, so we're going to take them right now and secure the middle of the defensive line.
We're just going to take them, get much better. And you know, this is where also I was a big proponent last year. Now, I wouldn't say big proponent. I did like the idea. T'Vondre Sweat out of Texas last year.
Yes.
The big defensive tackle. Tennessee ultimately goes and gets him. And that was one of their few bright spots. Now, he had some maturity issues that he had to kind of deal with and stuff like that. It seems like it's been pretty good in Tennessee. But he was one of their bright spots in the interior of their defense. I wonder how this season went. If, say, instead of drafting Cole Bishop in the second round, different position, but we didn't see much of Cole Bishop last year because of injuries. If they instead drafted T'Vondre Sweat, how much do they actually have to sell out on the run? Because he was a starter day one and was very good day one. Didn't, you know, pop off the stat sheet, but you add him with Ed Oliver with Rousseau, not having to sell out on the run, just having him be there. You know, what does Ed Oliver's season look like? I mean, there was a big part of last year where we're all going, is he even playing? It felt like that. He was playing, but it felt like he wasn't there.
And so I hope that Tyrique Williams ends up in this on our website, as Joe Marino from Locked On Bills is working with Howard Simon here on putting together draft profiles on our website. First two have released and are on our website right now, but those are in the secondary. Trey Amos and Siobhan Revelle. And I know Revelle is big with Nate. Nate loves...
Me and Nate.
Yeah, like Nate was the one that I think the loudest in the first pounding the table on Revelle. Though I am very interested to see where the rest of these draft profiles are going to end up going.
We do have one more today that I think came out in the last hour or so. Another cornerback, because I think
it was Trey Amos, yep.
They're doing that now. Trey Amos was yesterday. Today, Darian Porter Jr. out of Iowa State.
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah, it's the newest one up. Right. I think that came out like in the last hour or so. And, I mean, that's going to be another thing.
There it is, yep.
I think many people know where I've talked about with positional value. I'd be happy to see a cornerback in round two. I don't necessarily need to see him in round one, unless, say, someone like Ajaide Barron, if Will Johnson out of Michigan somehow falls to like 22, 23, I'd like to see the Bills maybe make a slight trade up to go get him. But I talked a lot about this draft class in that sense, where I think there's so many avenues the Bills can go, where last year we were talking a lot about just wide receiver, and there was a very specific wide receiver that a lot of us wanted.
Yes.
And if they didn't get that guy or they didn't trade up, I mean, that was a big thing
last
year.
That was a big thing, was try to go trade up. And the thing that nobody saw coming, though, was six quarterbacks and 12 picks. And that
the first defensive player going at 15.
Yeah, those are things that nobody predicts. Nobody has that on their mock draft. Otherwise, people will just like say that person deserves to be fired.
Yep.
And the big board for everyone fell to a point where nobody was willing to move. So, like, looking back on it, the context matters. This year, you have the ammunition, and that sort of nonsense isn't going to happen this year, to where, yeah, we can make a deal, try to get aggressive, move up a couple picks if we need to, because we have the ammunition, and they love trading that fourth round pick to move up. They love doing it. By the way, with the Porter article, it does look like they're going to be moving on from the cornerback profiles, which is perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, I do think corner is a need, but at the same time...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I need to see them D-tackles, baby.
Get
me the draft profiles on the D-tackles.
They've become the position I really want the Bills to zero in on. By the way, Tyler Williams' measurables, 330 pounds, 6'3", wingspan of 78.
Yes.
A big human being. And this is weird. Sal brought it up, I think, a few weeks ago. You know, certain big schools that the Bills had never drafted a player from. I know Alabama, I think, was on that list, or in the Bean McDermott era. I think Alabama was on that list. I'd love for them, though, go after the last two teams that won the national championship. Go get Michigan and Ohio State players.
Yes.
Is it going to work exactly the same, if at all, like the Eagles did with Georgia? Maybe not. Not a bad idea, though, to go after the last two national championships.
Right.
And just, hey, we're going to load up on this roster. Tyler Williams or Kenneth Grant. You know, stuff like that. Wide receiver M.A. Kabuke out of Ohio State as well.
Yeah.
You know, I've brought up Kenneth Grant out of Michigan, Will Johnson's there.
It's also because of the fact that the draft class is so deep that you might get yourself immediately a day one starter all the way down into like round three with this defensive tackle draft class.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah, I like how this class has kind of been described. The star power is not necessarily there, but it's a ton of guys that could start on your roster.
I need starting impact immediately with a lot of these picks this year, mostly because A, I don't expect you to make 10 selections. And B, especially with your first-round pick, you'd like to see that again.
Yep. Jack tweets in, get the 400-pounder from Florida on day three. That's Desmond Watson.
Desmond Watson,
if you've
baby.
Not seen any videos of him, please go look them up. And he's like 6'5", 400 pounds.
64.
Never started at Florida, but they used him in situations.
And that's you have so much size that we cannot coach this size. Mm-hmm. Let's try to work you long term here. See if you make it into the pros, baby. That is a UDFA or a round 7 pick.
100%.
And the Bills currently don't have a round 7 pick.
And I'd like them to keep it that way.
Yes, for our mental
selfishly,
sake.
I'd like them to keep it that way.
Selfishly, because of the fact that we're going to be here all day.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to round 7, we are just like, you know, eyes bloodshot. We're kind of sick of sitting in the same chairs. And we want to be free from breathing the same building air that this building doesn't really recycle much of. Like, it's the same stale air of these buildings and offices.
For me, it's just like it's that
you're probably sick of seeing me at that point.
Not even. It's the transition from round 5 to 6 always seems to take forever.
Yeah. It's tough to watch it.
Like, oh, man.
It's tough to watch it as a fan objectively all the way through. And I'm not going to go ahead and sit here and complain about my job. I love doing the draft coverage. It does slow down immensely after round 5 goes into round 6. It's like it's tough to keep up. And hopefully we get you all along with us for that so we can talk more during those times of the slowdown and everything like that, because it would be great to be able to engage with everyone on that.
Another name I do want to bring up here for maybe some second round defensive tackles they could go for, Alfred Collins, another Texas guy.
Yep.
You know, they didn't get Sweat last year, which is fine. I think Alfred Collins, though, could be another guy where you could look at and go, that's a big body coming in, great run defender for Texas this year. I could – there's so many routes that they could go here, and that's maybe my favorite part, where, again, last year it felt so clear this is where they're going, and if they don't do this very specific thing, it's going to frustrate some of us.
Right.
Where this year, you know, Nate has talked about Siobhan Revelle being a first-round pick. and liking that idea, where I'm sitting there going, like, I think you can get him in the second round. And if not, Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky might be that guy. Trey Amos out of Ole Miss, we already have one of those draft profiles up, could be that guy. They don't go get a defensive tackle in round one. They do go that cornerback round. I just brought up Alfred Collins. You like this? 6'6", 332 pounds.
As a matter of fact,
it's a hell of a space heater right
there. As a matter of fact, I'd be able to placate Nate's Notre Dame bias. I'd say,
yeah,
second round, Benjamin Morrison.
Benjamin Morrison, or at safety, Xavier Watts. There's so many avenues they could go, and that makes this draft class exciting for the Bills.
I really do love Morrison and Watts as potential looks for the Bills, mostly because they also fit. Watts being that all-around deep safety.
Center fielder
yeah. type. Whereas Morrison, he's a willing run defender. He just doesn't make the greatest of tackles, but he has the long frame. He is a guy that can play man coverage for you. He is able to do everything that you need to do. It is just going to be, he's coming back from an injury. And again, he's not the greatest of tacklers. This might also strike some PTSD into people. He does sometimes get a little grabby.
Yep.
But if you use him on your third selection of your draft class, probably not going to hurt as much. But I liked what I saw from Morrison. Give me that type of player here in the second round.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Again, first round of this year's NFL draft, April 24th. Bill's offseason program, by the way, which those dates came out yesterday. If you do want to see more on that, Sal Capaccio has a piece up at our website, WGR550.com. That'll start earlier that week, April 21st. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.